Shotgun. Burrow back. Looks over to the far side of the field. Throws it low, and the tackle is missed, and into the end zone goes Ja'Marr Chase. That was too easy.
Yeah,
he found Ja'Marr Chase in open space, and he just faked Keely Ringo out of his shoes.
It's time to say goodbye to Keely Ringo's chances at being a starting quarterback. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right, I know we're trying not to fully overreact. I've got an overreaction for you. Keely can't play.
He stinks.
Guys. I'm sorry. I know you've been a Keely Ringo guy. That tackle attempt on Ja'Marr Chase last night. You ever have a moment you're like, I'm out on a player? And I'm out.
Can I just tell you?
Nope. You going to try to spin this?
No.
Okay.
I'm about to tell you a story.
All right, go ahead.
So you know, me and Ike sit back there and we watch the games and we talk. And you know, I like watching Ike because his perspective from the secondary, you know, he remembers most of the plays that we had when we were back there. So we're watching the game and I'm like, wait a minute. Aren't they in zone? Like, because in zone, you back off and you let, you know, you keep everything in front of you.
Sure.
And, you know, you basically make the tackle. And he didn't make the tackle. And it was like, man. And so we're sitting there, right? And, you know, you're thinking, and you know, it was like a lot of dead air, like a lot of times that we have on the air, on the show, and we're not supposed to. And I was like, yeah, that might get you cut. That might get you cut, because the thing that you know about these preseason games, especially in the first one, it's vanilla. Like, you're not running a whole bunch of different concepts. You're kind of just playing off, and you want to keep everything underneath you. You're playing zone.
Yep.
Because it was a couple of times when we saw Jahi Campbell drop back into coverage, and he spin around, and he's waiting to see who's coming into his area. So I recognize that much of it. And to miss that tackle on a routine play, like, that's routine, Joe. And that was tough. That was tough.
Yeah, and Elliott said something earlier that's so true. Like, okay, Ja'Marr Chase might be the best or second best receiver in pro football. He's obviously great. But every team in the NFL has a great receiver, or most have one that's really good and then another one that's pretty. Like, you can't hide in the NFL a corner. You're going to have to tackle and cover, and it seems like Keely just right now is not where he needs to be. And last night, that was eye-opening. I mean, I'm not expecting much out of a Dory Jackson. He's a journeyman. We heard what Vic said about a couple years ago. But Keely, I think people were expecting Hugh. They traded up for him a couple years ago. He's been in the system.
He was pretty decent. He was – it felt like he was on the rise.
Well, they let Slay go with the thought that maybe he's ready, and he didn't look ready to me. I think there's a reason they traded for Ja'Quarian Bennett. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni after the game about Keely Ringo and his play last night.
What can Keely kind of take away from going against Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, and you know how you thought he did?
Yeah, you know, you evaluate everything. Keely's done a nice job in practice to date, you know, and he's made a lot of plays in practice, you know, today. You know, we'd like to see him, those guys complete those outs on a lot of, I see them make a lot of those plays. You know, Ja'Marr Chase is, you know, one of the better receivers in the NFL. Just, we got to make that tackle there in that situation and, you know, stop that play for a 16-yard gain instead of it going out there. But he's done a lot of good things, and everything, we evaluate everything, right? It's not just a one game deal. And I have no doubt that he'll look at the tape. We'll look at the tape, and he'll get better from that.
I thought it was a nice job by Sirianni there to tell the truth about it. Like, we got to make that tackle, but also be not totally throwing the kid under the bus.
Yeah,
like,
somebody tells
over
the truth around here.
Yeah, what we have.
Not Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
I tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I am.
You just said Keely Ringo was on the rise.
I am a plethora of truth. A plethora.
Yeah.
Not a plethora, plethora. Like, double that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not a word.
Yeah, this is two segments in a row. Be honest. His mom is fine.
At one point, he was on the rise.
I know why you still think he could play.
At one point, he was on the rise.
Say he can't play.
Say
he can't play.
This year, he struggles a little bit. He's struggling a little bit.
I need you to just.
This is his third
I need
year
you to be truthful.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about it, because this is his third year and he's struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
No, the Eagles are in trouble at cornerback. We can be honest.
Mm.
Come on, Hugh.
I don't know if they're in trouble.
Mm. Are you worried about the defense? I am.
Well, you're worried about what are they seeing at the corner spot.
Yeah.
And it's obvious. Like, there's a lot that went into that last night because, you know, before the preseason game yesterday, we sat here and we talked about Vic talking about the defense plan.
Yeah.
None of the guys played but Keely Ringo.
Keely Ringo, Adoree played too.
Well, you're talking, the corners, the starting corners, because you had to see them.
Because they're probably not really starters.
Well, you had to see what you have.
Cooked.
You got to see what you have. And to have, it's telling when you have the whole defense on the sideline chilling, eating Uncrustables, and you're playing.
Uncrustables are a great snack.
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Not a fan.
What are you guys doing?
But the creepy Uncrustable chewing.
That was great. It was awesome. That was awesome.
That was hilarious.
It was more entertaining than watching Ringo play.
That's for sure. Can we hear from Keeley after the game, talking about his play against Cincinnati?
Makes a good play. Quick game, man. I'm going to tackle. Good play. Makes a good play. So just got to come out there and just approach a little bit better.
Was there help inside? Or was... Is that just angles?
It was zero. It was zero. So, no, sir. But, man, ultimately, you know, I just had to come out there and make a better play.
Do you think this was, like, a good test for you going against Burrow, Chase, you know, their first-team offense? And what do you think is kind of like?
Oh, for sure. I was going to say before, man, just going out there, trusting your technique, playing with ultimate confidence, you know, and just making the plays that come to you, you know, and in a couple of situations, I didn't do that.
Well, here's my biggest take from last night with that and the whole Keeley thing. And Adoree Jackson, I don't think Adoree Jackson made like a bad play like Keeley did, but he also didn't do anything positive. Adoree Jackson was just kind of there chasing around Higgins and Chase. We better hope Ja'Korian Bennett could play because right now
he's the only guy.
I mean, if we're going into week one, which is now less than 4 weeks away, right? 4 weeks from now, we are reacting to the Eagles-Cowboys game from week one. Do you trust either Adoree Jackson or Keeley Ringo to go up against Pickens or CeeDee Lamb? I don't. That feels like a trouble spot.
You know what bothers me?
It was a big sigh.
About last night. Because that's a routine tackle.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a routine tackle. So when you ask me that question and I hear what Coach Sirianni says, I mean, it's hard for me to answer yeah. Because you're supposed, like, from what I've been hearing, he's been in position. He just hasn't made the play.
It seems like that's the story of his camp and maybe his career so far, that he's athletic enough to be around the football. He just doesn't do anything when he's there near it, whether in a tackle or play on the ball.
And it kind of makes you wonder what's going on where there's a little bit of – like, there was a lot of miscues last night in that game. You expect that from the preseason game, but that's a routine tackle.
Yeah.
That's a routine catch. He spun around. You have to be in position. Even I know that. You got to be in position to make that play.
Yeah.
And he didn't make it.
I didn't like his attitude after the game either. Did you see him? I mean, he looked miserable.
He did. He looked very down on himself.
Because he knows what it is. Like, you're battling, and this is the thing, Kyle, to your point. You walk out there, like, say you get the couple days before. They say, okay, Jalen Carter's not playing. None of the guys are playing. Keeley, you out there. And you've been running with the ones. You've been running with the ones, so you immediately know that you're being evaluated.
Well, I mean, it's time to wake up and realize
that, Keeley. Yeah, and it's like a lot of guys, you know, they get tight. To me, it looked like he was tight last night. And because that's routine corner play. That's not making an excuse. That's routine corner play. He has to get better because I guarantee you they're looking at the film and they're like, dude.
Well, I'm just
gonna make that play
again. This isn't like this is the old days of the NFL where teams just maybe have one good receiver. Again, week one. All right, let's imagine Quinion's going to travel with CeeDee Lamb. All right, he'll do a good job. George Pickens can play a little bit. He's not a nobody. So if I'm the Cowboys and I'm Dak, I'm like, I'm going to go to George Pickens 10 times in this game and make the Eagles stop us. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Lots to discuss. Your reaction to Ringo, the young defense, the guys we saw out there last night, and of course, Tanner McKee. I haven't checked our poll question in a little bit. By the way, coming up at noon today, we'll talk to Scott Fransky, who's down with the Phils in Texas. They start a series tonight against the Texas Rangers. Long road trip coming up. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. If Tanner McKee had to start the whole season, are you confident the Eagles would be a playoff team? 74% yes.
Yeah.
That is, it's incredible what's going on.
This fan base is hilarious.
I was told all offseason, like, I'm a hater for saying Jalen's the sixth best quarterback.
See, I don't
but
think,
now, see, anyone could take
we got to be kidding me.
Well, no, because I think I framed it in a way that people understand what I'm talking about.
Stop taking off.
I think that the fans understand exactly where I'm coming from.
But hold on. Jack put out a poll last night before you were even on the air.
Yeah.
And it was very similar sentiment. Like, this is just people are saying without saying what they really think.
Which, and what I think that is they realize the roster's loaded. And that any competent quarterback could win a lot of games.
No, that's not what they're saying.
But all Tanner McKee has shown to be so far is competent. And saying that they go to the playoffs with a competent quarterback is kind of saying that.
There's a lot of frauds out there.
Aaron in San Diego is number one all-time fraud.
That was I've never heard anything like that before.
Well, and, you know what? If he was just on the train of Jalen's good, let's give him credit. He's a top 10 quarterback, you know, what, top five even. I wouldn't be calling him a fraud. That fraud, Aaron, called this radio station for months and said Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in pro football. And then to say today, I believe he said, Kyle, they'd be the number one seed.
Yeah.
They weren't the number one seed last year. What are we doing?
So you're right. So they would improve on last year's regular season.
Yes.
With a harder schedule.
Yeah, that's the implication.
And the backup quarterback.
That is the implication. They would be better.
That's funny.
It's preposterous is what it is. Violet is in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Violet, what's up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Tri-Day Friday.
Tri-Day.
So do you want me to do my movie thing first?
Yes.
Sure. What movie are you taking out the lead actor and putting Hugh in?
Okay, I think this is a cute one. It's Meet the Fockers, and I think he could do either lead male part.
No, I need him.
Well, Robert De Niro?
I need him as De Niro. Yeah, he's...
Okay.
Yeah, he could do the Ben Stiller role. That he would be good in that too. But I think De Niro, that would crack me up the most.
I think that would be really, really cute.
What do you think, Hugh? Could you pull it off?
I could pull that off.
Yeah.
I could pull that off. I haven't seen the Meet the Fockers in a long time though.
I haven't either. I mean, I've seen it, but it's been a long time. Well, there you go. You have your Friday night lined up. Watch Meet the Fockers.
No, I'm going to watch Blade, probably. Probably watch Blade and drink some wine and get banged up.
Go ahead, Violet.
It's gonna be my Friday.
I believe with the supporting cast that we have on our offense, I think he could totally lead this this team into a playoff run. And yeah, I think he would do really well. I mean, he had some iffy throws, but I mean, you know, he hasn't really played a lot. I thought he did really well. As far as overall, I was more impressed with the offense than I was the defense. I love the running back. I would have liked a little bit more physicality. Like, there was a couple runs there. I was like, oh, stiff arm him. but, yeah, overall, I was really, really happy.
Well, I especially offensively, Violet. And you make a good point there about Tanner. You know, what we're basing it on, good or bad, or, you know, great or good. He's only played a little bit, right? So if he had to play, he could get better. Violet, we appreciate the phone call, and I'm sure he would if he gets an opportunity one day. All right, Hugh, she brought up the running backs. Elliot brought up the running backs. Let me ask you a question, because Elliot said he thinks they're better overall at the position this year than last year, right? Because they have Shipley in his second season, mm-hmm. and they add A.J. Dillon.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot also said he thinks Saquon looks better than he did last year. But if they're better behind Saquon, should they be more careful with his usage? Like, last year, it was the Saquon show, right? And mm-hmm. when he came off the field, it's Kenny Gainwell. And Gainwell was fine, but, like, no one wanted to see Kenny Gainwell compared to Saquon. If we have a better version of Shipley, because he's gotten better in his second season, and A.J. Dillon, do you think they should give Saquon a few less carries because they have good players behind him?
I think it all depends on the way the game is going. Because when I think of the running backs, I think of the different styles of running. And you know, I've always told a story about when B. Mitch came in the game, we were playing Steven Davis, and how we shut him down. But when B. Mitch comes into the game, it was was totally different because
Dillon and Steven Davis kind of similar.
Yeah, because B. Mitch he could catch the ball out of the backfield and he was small and he was shiftier. I look at it like the same thing. Saquon is going to be the focal point for most defenses to stop in the game. AJ could be somewhat of a change of pace, or Shipley could be a change of pace, because the thing that I like about Shipley, he's not that big, right? And he's not really that fast, but he's a shifty runner that has a lot of vision when he hits the hole.
He has some game well to him.
Yeah, he does. So that right there, I can tell you, and it's weird because when I think about it, I'm like, damn, why is it so hard to defend against guys like that? It is, because you're used to a bigger back and his running style. So when they put the other guy in, it kind of changes the flow of the game and everything. So you have those two dynamic runners in there, and it could change the aspects of the game.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they should take a large percentage of Saquon. I mean, Saquon's still one of the best players
still
in the league.
Yeah,
but
he still is.
It wouldn't surprise me if a series or two per game, it's Dillon in there. And they're probably going to use Shipley in that role they used Gainwell in. But I wouldn't be surprised if A.J. Dillon gets a series where he's the running back, and that's a way to, you know, just a few less carries per game for Saquon to try to preserve him over the season. Nick in Cherry Hill's up. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How
you doing?
Hey, Nick, what's up?
Not much, not much. I wanted to get in on the Tanner McKee and the Jalen Hurts stuff. I think I don't think he would get as far as the playoff runs, I think. But I think he wouldn't get as much crap as Jalen Hurts does for having the talent around him. I think it would just be like more of a appraisal, you know, praising Tanner McKee for what he does and all that stuff. But I don't think he would be able to, like, he hasn't played as much like the other callers have said. And, I just think he has it, but I want to see a little bit more from him.
Yeah,
not yet, though.
Yeah, right. And I just think sometimes we go overboard with the preseason with all these guys. I mean, Jalen Hurts, for all, you know, we could point out the things he isn't maybe the best at, but he's still really good, and he's played a ton of football, and he's won a lot of football games, and there's just something to, like, every week I kind of know what I'm getting out of Jalen. I don't know. I mean, McKee might have great games. He also might have some terrible games, and Jalen very rarely has terrible games.
Yeah, I love what I saw, and it's like Tanner McKee should do what he can do with the talent. He should be able to do great things with that talent, but Jalen Hurts is expected to do that. You know, but I'm so excited for the season, and it was fun to see that preseason game last night because, you know, sometimes it's usually slower and we don't get as much excitement. But even the fans, everybody looked like they were having a great time.
Yeah, you know what it was? It was like, we're back. You know, finally, after all these months, yep, we get football again. All right, Nick, what's
and
your...
they all looked ready, too.
They did.
They all looked super ready.
Well, especially like, offense, Yeah,
especially the offense, yep.
Nick, what's your role for Hugh? Take a famous actor out of a role, put Hugh in.
You got to take Daddy Warbucks and Annie. You got to do something like that.
Is that the one with Jamie Foxx? Or the other one, because it was two, because he did.
Yeah,
Annie.
There was two. Yeah, there was two. I would probably say the second one, you could probably take Jamie Foxx's part.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
even the original, both of them are good.
Both would be great roles for Hugh Douglas here. Nick, we appreciate it. Hugh, which one would you rather do, the old school one or the new school one?
Well, I think the old school one was Yul Brynner, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It might have been. I haven't heard
a
that
long
name.
Ass time ago.
Yul Brynner. That name does not
come
up.
Why don't you
just
be Annie?
That'd be a lot. That dress would be a little snug. Not wearing putting a dress on.
Let's hear you sing it.
It's a hard knock life for us.
It's a hard knock life That's a, for us.
I like the Jay-Z version better.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life.
I can't believe Yul Brynner came up on the show today. Yul Brynner hasn't been alive for 40 years.
Yeah, but he was the original Daddy Warbucks, wasn't he?
I know. Huh.
And he played in Westworld. That was a great, I'm dating myself
first
now, but that was a great
movie. Oh, no, yes. I thought you were talking about the show.
Speaking of dating yourself, you want to tell everyone what you said before the meeting ended today?
What's that?
Well, you know, about your parlay that you blamed me for.
Oh, that was
night.
Your yeah, that was
no,
your
was
fault.
Not my fault.
That was your
this
fault.
Was,
that
this
was your fault, Joe.
This is a bad look.
No, so hold on.
This was a pop up look.
I've given Hugh two preseason football bets, and everyone scoffs at those, but wins are wins, right? I said over on the Hall of Fame game.
You did.
You didn't take it. And I said yesterday, Eagles 6+6.5.
You
lock.
Did, and I hit that one.
Well, yeah, but you put my bet with a parlay and you're blaming me for the other legs.
Okay. Full disclosure, this is where I messed up at.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Colts and the Ravens to play, right? But I was thinking Baltimore Colts.
This is unbelievable.
And I picked the Indianapolis Colts instead of the Ravens.
Dude, the Colts left Baltimore on March 28th, 1984.
And I'm like, it blew my parlay up. But here's the kicker. And I forgot last night because, you know, they rolled the Legends out last night. Yeah. And I was about to get my money back. Because at one point on my $2 parlay, they gave me the opportunity to get a dollar back, and I was trying to take my dollar back, and I forgot.
1984, the Colts rolled out of Baltimore.
How old were you when they left?
What's that in the map? I was born in 70, about 11, 12, something like that. About 11.
I wasn't born yet when the Colts left Baltimore.
No, but when I saw it, I was like, who the hell picked the Colts to win that game? I picked the Colts to win that game.
Yeah.
And I should have got my money back, but I waited too long.
Glad we cleared up whose fault the parlay lost.
No, it was yours. You the one that put the idea in my head. Because nobody bets on preseason games.
No, you can't parlay the preseason.
I did today.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
I did a parlay today because now I'm chasing what they call
you
the chasing
dragon. You should have kept it simple and just done +6.5 for the birds.
Now I'm chasing the dragon. Now I got a six-leg parlay.
No, stop.
Because if
you're going to lose money.
Listen, if I hit that one, boy, we living high on the hog. Because that's for like $100.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, if I get $100, man, that's going to carry me the whole season.
Can't wait till we get to week one and say, Hugh, what's your bet? You're like, I'm out of money. I blew it all in the preseason. It's gone. I got no money to bet.
For all y'all talking bad about me about betting preseason game, that's Joe's fault. He put the idea in my head. We're sitting in the meeting, and you're talking about betting preseason.
+6.5.
Yeah.
That was a lock.
It was a lock, and I got that. But the fact that I put the other – legs of the parlet on there.
Dude, you forgot the Colts left Baltimore.
In 1984.
You need the weekend off, dude.
Oh, I'm about to go get banged up today, bro. It's happening.
Blade and wine?
Blade and some. I'm going to get the wine I had the Freak Show. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that would work with the Blade movie, I think, actually.
Yeah, the Freak Show.
All right, Hugh's got his plans for Friday night. 215-592-9494. We got our plans for the rest of the show. We're going to talk to you guys on the phones about the Eagles, the game last night. Tanner McKee, if he had to play the full season, hypothetical world, he's the starter for 17. Are you confident the Eagles are a playoff team? I'm not. I mean, I like the kid, but come on, that's a big overreaction. Hugh Douglas, he's. I mean, you call him the future. Future what?
Future.
I'm not sure.
Might not be this future, but he's.
Well, I mean, you're the one championing. He's the winner. Champion. Tanner McKee.
Embrace it, Hugh. Come on.
Just you're the Tanner guy around here. You've been that for a while. He won you over when you talked to him last year.
He was a good kid. Good kid.
And he could play a little bit, which we're all excited about. Where do you come down on Tanner McKee? And Scott France is going to join us coming up on the other side. Phillies open their longest road trip of the season with some questions all of a sudden in the rotation. What is going on with Zach Wheeler? Ranger Suarez not pitching as well lately. And this outfield platoon, the 6 days are up. Who's going to play tonight in the outfield? We'll talk to Scott France about all this coming up on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.